Module 6, Activities. Sharing activities is another way to build teams. Team-building activities sometimes get a bad rap as boring, cheesy, or pointless. However, well-constructed team-building activities can bring many benefits. Better communication, better camaraderie, greater exchange of ideas. Finding activities that engage your team is a great way to build skills, create an atmosphere of collaboration, and create a stronger team overall. Activities to build camaraderie. Sharing in an activity together builds camaraderie among your team members. The sense of having a shared experience can be a powerful way to form bonds and encourage team members to build relationships. Infusing activities with a sense of fun and play also encourages laughter and camaraderie among your people. Whether you choose to use activities that have many of the features of games, or find activities that are more focused on building relationship and skills for your team, this benefits in enhanced relationships, which brings a host of other benefits. When choosing activities that build camaraderie, focus on activities in which people participate as equals, in which everyone can participate. One strategy is to break your team up into smaller groups, which allows for more one-on-one interaction. Some activities to consider as you build camaraderie on your team. Building challenges. Teams build a product, bikes are a popular option, that will be donated to charity. Charity drive, teams collect for an agreed-upon charity, food pantries or toy drives are common choices. Office Olympics. Teams compete in a variety of office-themed events with fun prizes. Activities for idea sharing. The most successful teams share ideas. Hopefully, your team shares their ideas in the course of their regular work. Activities that focus on sharing ideas can help team members get more comfortable speaking up about their ideas and with hearing the ideas of others. Activities that focus on sharing ideas can also do much to build communication skills and camaraderie. When you encourage your people to really listen to each other when they speak, they are learning more than just the specific ideas that are surfaced. They are reinforcing good listening skills, which are invaluable. Some ideas for activities for sharing ideas include graffiti. Place poster boards or flipboards around the room with a concept listed at the top of each one. Have team members circulate and write words they associate with a concept on the board, then discuss. Brainstorm. Generate ideas as a group to solve a problem, plan an activity, or otherwise use shared ideas. Have someone write these on a flipboard. Use a ball or other item to make sure each person gets to speak. Think, pair, share. Give the team time to think over an idea. Then, have them pair up to discuss ideas. Finally, bring the whole group back together to share what they came up with. Activities to build trust. Much like trust-building games, trust-building activities help your team develop confidence in themselves and others. Activities designed to build trust help your team members take calculated risks in a relatively safe, supportive environment. This can help them feel more empowered and confident to take those risks outside the activity session as well. Sharing in an activity where one has to take a risk and succeeds not only builds trust in his or her teammates, but helps to build camaraderie. Having shared in an activity in which they were vulnerable together changes people's relationships and typically makes them more willing to trust each other and be vulnerable in other instances. In addition to the trust-building games mentioned earlier, some popular trust-building activities include obstacle courses, bungee jumping, ropes course, parasailing, active listening, boundary breaking. Activities to stimulate interaction. Most activities you might choose for your team will stimulate some level of interaction. However, you can choose activities which are specifically geared to generate interaction as well. These activities encourage people to get to know each other in a new way, share ideas, and collaborate or cooperate. Techniques such as the sort and mingle and think, pair, share are excellent ways to stimulate interaction among your team. You may also choose to engage in activities such as volunteering, participating in a community event, or engaging in an event such as a scavenger hunt. The goal is to get your team interacting in ways that transcend their workday interactions so that they get to know each other and expand their understanding of one another. When people interact outside a task-oriented context, it helps to round out their relationship and may give people a chance to interact meaningfully with people they have little contact with in a work setting. Case study. In their weekly meetings, Sylvia noticed that some of her team members were very vocal about their ideas, while some seemed more hesitant. It often meant that the same two or three people's ideas were acted upon, leaving others sitting on the sidelines. Sylvia could tell this frustrated them. She asked one of the quieter team members, Tyler, about this. "I feel like I can't really speak up because I'm so junior on the team," he said. I have a hard time getting a word in. Sylvia decided they would use an idea ball to ensure that everyone got a chance to speak. She asked her team to set aside their regular agenda and instead focus on generating new ideas. She showed them the ball and said that it would be tossed around the room. Whoever had the ball got to speak. Everyone had to get the ball at least twice, so it was necessary to pay attention to who had spoken. They took a while to get the hang of it, but soon everyone was talking. "You know, I never realized how much Rajani and I speak," Claire told her afterwards. "Tyler and Quan had some really great ideas. I hope they continue to speak up."